This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. The College of New Caledonia, or CNC, hosted the NorthWorks Career Fair on February 11th, 2026 in Prince George, Claylie-Tanay, inviting employers and students of all kinds. Employers in attendance were various nonprofits, service industry representatives, branches of government, municipal government, heavy industry, mining, technology, and more. Students with a wide array of skill sets were also there, devices in hand, taking down emails and numbers. To get an idea of what kind of graduate employers were looking for, we spoke to a number of different employers stationed around the gathering place, or atrium, at the college. NDIT, a familiar nonprofit dedicated to stimulating economic growth and job creation in central northern BC, was in attendance. Here they are to describe the talent they were looking for.
My name is Wendy Okoye, and I am with Northern Development Initiative Trust. We're based out here in Prince George. And the reason why we're here today is that we're trying to promote our internship program. So our organization provides funding for 12, up to 12 host communities to host a recent graduate or a student who have recently graduated within the last 12 months to go work for a local or First Nations government in Northern BC to be able to get hands-on work experience, mentorship opportunities, networking opportunities, as well as professional development. And this would be able to help them progress in the future in their professional roles. So that's what we're
here. Is there a particular field or certification or a college program that you're hoping to draw from?
Yes, we're hoping to draw students that are in the office administration program, especially, or students who are interested in economic development, or who are students who are interested in working for a local or First Nations government. So if you're interested in any of this, I think you should look into the NDIT Local and First Nations Government Internship Program.
While interesting opportunities for business administration were represented, our Northern BC region isn't necessarily known for having a strong tech center. But at least one company, IREN, or I-R-E-N, was present.
I'm Salima, and I'm a recruiter over at IREN.
What does IREN do? What's IREN's story?
Yeah, so we build AI infrastructure. So we build, own, and operate data centers. We have three in British Columbia, one in Prince George, one in Mackenzie, one in Canal Flats. We also have two larger locations in Texas, and we've got offices around the world in Sydney, Vancouver, San Francisco, New York, as well as around Texas.
What fields of employment are you aiming to fill, or perhaps what skills or certification are you looking to find here at the Career Fair?
That's a great question. So we have over 150 roles that we're actively recruiting for. In Prince George and Mackenzie, the number one skill set, or role rather, that we're hoping to hire for is for a data center technician. That data center technician role is somewhat of a technical role, and it lends really well to people who are in programs where they do obtain CompTIA or CCNA certifications.
ITAM, or the acronym ITAM, stands for IT Asset Management, the practice of tracking, managing, and optimizing IT hardware and software throughout their life cycles from procurement to disposal. In a sense, a combination of information technology skills with both software and hardware, and the practice of logistics, keeping all these things running indefinitely.
Beyond that, we do have many other supporting roles, so we are open to tradespeople. We've got some electrician positions. We also have a lot of on-site roles, so anything from general laborer to, HVAC support, all kinds of things. I, as a recruiter for this team, am constantly posting new positions, I would say at least two a week. So, to give you a snapshot, that's kind of what we're looking for today.
Gotcha. You mentioned electrical positions. I imagine the electrical program here at the college is well aligned with that. Are there any other programs here at the college you're aware of that line up well with what you're looking for?
Absolutely. I would say the electrical program, I believe it's called the ITAM program. Some of the trades roles. I've met some students today who are doing some of the trade sampler programs that seem very, very interesting. And I know they're early in their career, but super curious in terms of how that pans out. We will be hiring indefinitely, so it is something that we're excited to do.
Can you tell me anything about the ITEM program? What's involved with that? Is it like IT information technology? Or?
Yes. From what I understand, it is it's a two-year program, and it does do, you basically gain all of the skills that are required to operate in a position like a data center tech or, technical kind of a good mix between the hardware and understanding the hardware and software side of things. The certifications I mentioned, CompTIA, CCNA, are recognized at a broader scale, but what I understand the program to do is really set you up for success. You learn all of the same skills and responsibilities that are going to lend to those types of certifications.
While the technology sector was represented at the College of New Caledonia Job Fair, in a sense, some of the building blocks of this technology was also represented in the form of mining companies. Firms such as Osisko Development, who represent the Cariboo Gold Project over in Wells, BC, KSM Mining ULC, a subsidiary of Seabridge Gold, were also represented, who are working on a project near Stewart, BC, as were Skeena Gold and Silver, with one of their flagship projects located near Stewart, BC as well. All that activity leads to spin-off industry. Similar to forestry activity, players like engineering and construction firms get involved. One such entity is Rugged Edge Holdings. Representative Tara explains.
What fields of employment are you aiming to fill? What kind of skills or certifications are you looking for here today?
So we have a number of jobs. We're mineral and exploration support. So we go in and we build the camp, and then we have all the labor to keep the camp going. So we're looking for people for cooks, OFA3s.
Which is Occupational First Aid Level 3, an advanced workplace safety certification in British Columbia, required of on-site safety or medical support.
We're looking for carpenters to be able to do some pad building and be able to construct the camps. So a wide variety, but mostly here today, we're looking for some carpenters and some cooks.
Representing the College of New Caledonia itself was Gail Little,
Manager of Student Success and Retention here at CNC.
We caught up with her to clarify just what the intention of the NorthWorks Career Fair was and to explore some of the factors influencing it.
As a college, how do you go about building relationships with local businesses and industry, whether it's ahead of events like this or just for the general function of the institution? It's very important for any post-secondary institution, but certainly for the College of New Caledonia.
You're absolutely right. Any survey or stats you look at, it indicates that one of the top reasons students choose their educational institute is for career opportunities. So we know that coming in, that that's a priority for students, and we try to make sure it's integrated all throughout their curriculum, their student journey, and building the relationships with employers is key because that is our future workforce, and we need to understand what the needs are of the employers, align the programming to meet those needs and educate the students on what employers are looking for, and when you bring those all together, you have a great outcome.
How are you feeling about the turnout today in terms of employer attendance and in terms of student attendance?
Every year I'm always so happy with the turnout, and this year is no exception. We've had a full house. We've always have a positive response. We get great feedback from the employers. It's a wide variety of industry here to support the different programs offered here at CNC. And I think with the enthusiasm and the feedback that we're receiving from the employers, they feel the same.
Have you noticed any shift or change in the employers attending this year? Is there different industries represented? Or
that's a great question, because we were just speaking to that topic. Each year there seems to be a theme, whether it's prior years were nonprofit or more healthcare, and this year we're noticing higher intake of trades, mining companies, finnings here, engineering companies. So there, we can see that the focus is definitely more on the trades area this year.
And the provincial and federal government announced funding for post-secondary skill-building programs. How do you think that'll affect this institution and its ability to develop professionals and connect them to employers?
With that type of funding coming in, who wouldn't want to go to school, receive that funding, get a wonderful career in trades? We can see what's happening across Canada, that is a priority for our government, for our institutions, and for students that are seeking. Everybody wants a job when you leave your training, and trades is the way to go as far as accomplishing both of those.
And how do you think the college will adapt to the increase in government support that's hopefully coming down the line?
Well, I know that I assume that we're going to see alignment more with the government around military training and housing and infrastructure building, et cetera. So our executive leadership team is always in communication with the government and industry partners to see what their needs are, what's coming down the pipeline, so we can be ready and align our training to meet their needs, and then educate the students on what's coming as well as far as labor market information, and then everybody can make an educated choice.
Seeing the businesses and graduates represented here today, do you feel that's in line with what you are expecting in the future?
Yeah, I can pick up on the conversations that are happening, and you can see that among all of the tables, the employers, what the students and the employers are talking about is exactly that. And the excitement around it, and also the understanding of what is needed and how do we prepare ourselves, the students, to meet those needs. And I'm really proud of the students who showed up here today. They came prepared. They have great questions. They have their resumes. They have their elevator pitch. They're eager and they're willing to put their best foot forward and connect with those employers, whether it lands a job now or down the future. I think it's real world experience that both sides are seeing today, and that's a beautiful thing.
What sorts of challenges is the college looking at upcoming here into 2026, and do you think that will affect the ability to connect students to future jobs, that kind of thing?
I think the main thing is just right now is uncertainty. People are uncertain, like, what does that future look like? What is coming our way? And I think at a time when uncertain, education is a steady, it's a great time to focus on how can I upgrade my skills, improve my training, keep aware of what is going on in the world, what the funding is leaning towards, what the industry needs. And as long as you're improving your skills and aligning yourself with that training, I think that can instill a confidence in what's coming instead of being worried about what might happen.
Thanks so much for your time today, Gail.
Also encircling the gathering space at the College of New Caledonia were forestry companies looking for surveyors, archaeology firms looking to fill entry-level positions, construction firms seeking mechanics, laborers, heavy equipment operators, transportation companies looking for drivers, along with consulting and engineering firms looking for civil engineers. These positions were scattered throughout BC, but many included positions here in Prince George Clayton-A and well north of our city, in remote and some urban environments. So, were the students in attendance studying in the fields of employment that were on offer? Did they want to work in the various locations where the jobs were actually performed? Let's find out.
What's your name?
Percy Johnson.
What program are you in here at the college?
I'm doing carpentry foundations currently.
So then, what field do you hope to be working in? Obviously carpentry, but are you aiming for like residential, commercial, something industrial?
Yeah, foundations for like residential, hopefully, because you make a lot off of there.
Where do you hope to be working after you graduate? Do you want to work here in Prince George, Northern BC? Do you have any specific location in mind?
Kind of where work takes me, because there's a lot of carpentry out there currently, I see, and so like it's kind of like needed.
Where are you willing to work, which is a little different from where you want to work?
I was thinking of moving back home, but out here it seems like it's quite nice.
Where is home?
Kiwanga, the up north.
Nearby, we found a graduate of the Business Administration program.
My name is Ramandeep Kaur.
What field do you hope to be working in?
Actually, right now I'm looking for the jobs. I'm looking for in the retail sector, or like I'm trying to become a paramedic as well. So I want to change a little bit stream, like for the second job as well. And I'm just here to just look at the jobs, what kind of jobs they have. Is that like I can apply in that or no?
You're playing the field, seeing what options are there.
Yeah. Actually, the option we have to look in for the good future.
Ideally, where would you like to be working? Would it be here in Prince George, somewhere in Northern BC, or what location?
I'm willing to work in Northern BC as well. But if I get a job in the PG, that will be awesome.
Great.
Because I don't need to move. But like if I'm getting good opportunity in the any location, I'm willing to move.
You're flexible on where the job is.
Yeah, so it's depend on the money and what kind of job is that. It's like depend on that.
If the incentive is there, you're willing to listen.
Yes.
And of course, on any post-secondary campus, there are a number of students who truly seem to be following their passion.
My name is Jackson.
My name's John.
My name's Kyler. What program are you in?
We're an auto body.
Yeah, we're all an auto body.
That refers to the automotive collision and refinishing program at the College of New Caledonia.
What field do you hope to be working in? Are you hoping to do like private clients? Do you want to do commercial? What's your ideal employment situation?
I kind of want to go in restorations, you know? The pay is not great, but like I get work on old cool stuff, so that's pretty sweet.
Classic cars, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah, same for me. I'd like to like double red seal in auto body and mechanics to just run off my own resto shop.
So you're kind of also looking towards being like an independent business owner in that regard?
Yeah, down the line if I'm not poor.
And how about yourself?
I want to do something cool with painting cars. I think that'd be cool. I want to learn how to airbrush. I think that'll be really cool. Yeah, you know, like Pimp My Ride, they have like the big hydraulics. something like that would be really cool.
You want to go all in that area?
Oh yeah, I want to make them look real fancy.
Where do you guys hope to be working after you graduate? You know, Prince George, Northern BC, elsewhere?
Somewhere else in BC, just not Prince George. I've been here for a while, I want to go.
Any ideas in particular?
I really don't know. Somewhere's in Canada, these. You can go anywhere in Canada with the trade. So like, maybe not just BC, you know?
I don't really care as long as it's not Vancouver. I really hate Vancouver. So here, elsewhere BC, just not Vancouver really.
And yourself?
Somewhere down in the Okanagan I think would be really cool. I heard from my teacher, it's like Miami of BC. So it's pretty sick. It's really warm down there, and I have family, so just kind of a win-win.
Further that, where are you willing to work? You know, would something pop up like anywhere you'd be interested, or?
I don't really care where I work because right now I'm working at a not very good place. Yesterday, like, I had to like chase around a weasel and like try bashing him. So it doesn't really matter where I work. You know, I could bash weasels there too. You know,
you're up for a challenge, no matter what it is.
Challenge, yeah, yes, sir.
And you mentioned you're happy as long as it's not Vancouver.
Not Vancouver. I hate Vancouver.
Noted. All right. And yourself, you're aiming for the Okanagan. If you found a placement, it wasn't there, you know, would you go for it?
Definitely. I mean, I don't think Vancouver's too bad. I'd work there. I mean, there's cool shops, cool stuff to do. Yeah, I mean, maybe not like across the country, though. I think that's maybe where I would say probably not to. So like Ottawa, maybe.
You know, what does success look like?
For myself, I'd say like a bunch of cocaine, you know.
That's where you draw the line. That's it. You got there. You made it. How about yourself?
I don't know. I want to be able to like pump out show quality vehicles and just like, yeah, send that one to the show. I want to win trophies.
Gotcha. A reputation.
Yeah.
And yourself?
I think just being known, maybe not even because of the cars, just being known. Maybe not famous, but just like having connections. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, my dad knows everybody, so maybe I can be like him.
Looking ahead to the future, the students we spoke with at the College of New Caledonia's Northworks Career Fair on February 11th were generally pragmatic in their expectations and flexible towards taking advantage of whatever opportunities may arise before them. Time will tell whether or not the employers and recruiters will find everyone they need to secure their visions for the future in Northern BC. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.